33 and 9. Now, in this verse, in Jeremiah 33:9, we're talking about how to make master money demonstration. Now, you got to be instructed to do that, because it master money demonstration will include all the little things you need, and then your desire, your dream, etc., when you know how to make them. And so, in this particular verse, which is the master text for this week, in the night service, it seemed to me that when a child of God permits God to bless their life in every way, God called it a place of joy, peace, and honor. In this verse, when someone know how to open up and receive God's goodness, it give God joy. I know that from Psalm 35:27. You know. And so here I read, and it shall be to me, and I want you to see your particular lives, all your family, all your home, all your business, you as an individual. You can become this to God. You didn't hear me. You can become Jeremiah 33:9 to God. Your house. And he's looking for this type of action. And he have anointed me and have given me, equipped me, and given me information to take you there step by step. I could afford three or four hallelujahs on that. Because we've read enough book about prosperity to be rich. Yes. We've listened to enough tapes for all of us to be rich. Yes. We've been to enough conferences to be rich. Yes. Amen. Yes. Amen. So he says, and it shall be to me a name of joy. Now think about yourself, a praise. Let me hold up here. You are an expression of God. God expresses himself, his ability, through you. And this is an area God has not had the chance like he want to express himself. So when he find people like us and those who are watching by internet who open enough to hear this message, God gonna pour out his blessing. Because he want to get into earth's realm, he want to express himself through somebody who would let him do it. I'm your man, Lord. Who else up in here? So listen how he want to express himself. And it shall be to me a name of joy, a praise, and an honor before all nations of the earth. And you know, he told me that this week will be a nation-shaking week. Well, shall hear all the good things, all the good that I do unto them. See, you see what he's saying? And they shall fear and tremble for all the goodness. See, look for somebody to pour his good out on, his goodness. And then he said, the Lord said, wait, I'm not doing for all the prosperity. And the procure that I place unto it. That's what that I give unto it. That's what he's saying. And then we read this scripture over in Job 22. I want you to turn there a minute. I want to look at it for a minute. And then there's some things I want to give you tonight. And we may have to take up, you know, we left off with Jabez last night. And you have to ask, but I'll get back to him. I'm going to get back to him because I think there's some things I got to put in you before we can go to Jabez. Because Jabez had something in him. And we got to get something in you before you go there. And I'm going to get it in you. But here, that 21st verse there, in Job 22:21, acquaint not thyself with him, with God, and be at peace, thereby good shall come unto thee. Now, in the NIV Bible, that verse says, submit to God, and be at peace with him, in this way, prosperity will come to you. See? So there's a, you can't submit to someone you're not acquainted with. And so once you get acquainted with God and see God's goodness and see God's kindness, then you're willing to submit to him. God been so good to me, I just got to submit. For anything, he got me saved. I got saved. That was enough by itself. I had to submit to God. God, what way you want me to go, you know? But now I want to begin, and I, like I said, I'll take back up, but I want to begin tonight dealing with some things that you need to know. And I just got to go and deal with it. And I had to give you some steps you can take that are going to change your life forever. First of all, I want you to say these two things with me again. And I want you to get them so you can see them in the morning, say them at bedtime before you go. Money is forever circulating,
money is forever circulating.
Freely.
In my life.
And there's a divine. And there's always
a divine surplus.
Now, sometimes we say things in confession that attract the wrong thing. We're saying one thing, but it attracts something else. And the reason is sometimes we try to say too much too fast. Here's something you can say that will, no matter what level you're on, will begin to flow. Begin to flow. I'm prospering every day. I'm growing in wealth
and wisdom
every day.
I'm advancing,
growing,
and moving forward financially.
Now you can go into that, and that will be a blessing to you. I want to take you through some steps and share some scriptures with you that will prepare you for master money demonstration or master demonstrations in your life. Once you learn the principle, you can apply it to other aspects of your life. We're talking about finance, and we need some master money demonstration in our life. The first step, if you're taking note, is identification. The first step is identification. And if you draw a line right, but I want you to put recognizing our source of good. Recognizing our source of good. We must identify with our divine source. That's one God and one divine power. One creative action in the universe. One universal spirit, God. And we must identify with God properly in order for God to equip us or educate us or enlighten us to the point that his manifestation would not scare us. I tell you, because La Pashia, I tell you, boy, when God started moving in my life, boy, I was trying to, we was on a, like we was on a roller coaster. Some blessings started coming. So, oh, Jesus, man, we're trying to hold on, take a ride, you know what I'm saying? And so you got to be ready. So look, I want you to take your Bibles for a few moments on that one step, identification, recognizing our source. God is the only source you need. Everybody else and everything else is a channel. Now, let's look at a few scriptures that you already know, but I want to place them with this first step, a demarcation, a mark that you have to know. You have to identify, recognize our source of good. You have to recognize them as, I receive, son, as your source of good. James 1:17. This verse has to become a reality. See, I'm going to teach tonight. Yeah. This verse has to become a reality to you before you're going to be able to receive demonstration like we're talking about. James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect or complete gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. He will not change on you in mid-course. If he said something, God is not a man that he lies. He made it good. See, now you have to have that under your belt. If you expect God to manifest in your life, you expect demonstration in your life, you have to know him as James 1:17. That not only good gift, but he's a good father. And you have to recognize that. And you have to recognize that he's supreme and that nothing can change him. What he said in Isaiah 55:11, when he said that, my word will not return to me void. So you have to know him like that. Another scripture that will hold grip on this first step is Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. We're in school tonight. Night school night. Blessed be the God and Father, notice, of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now watch this. Who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. Now, I taught on this some weeks back. And you know, when people see spiritual, they get spiritual. You know, they'll go talking about tongues and a word of knowledge and a word of wisdom. That's all they'll talk about. No, God talking about the whole package. Yeah. Spiritual blessing is the thing that create, manifests, and demonstrate what God wants you to have in his realm. That's what faith for. That's what miracles for. Signs and wonders for. It's for God to get himself in his realm. So it's blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ who has blessed, past tense. See, the anointing carries, my goodness, the anointing carries all that God promises. And if you ever get a word and put a word with the anointing, you got it. Then we use this scripture, which is not, I've been whooping on this scripture for a while, but it's important now here, Philippians 4:19. Because God is your supplier. But my God, y'all turn that, don't just sit there. But my God shall supply all my need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now, those three scriptures are powerful. Most of us know those three scriptures. But I want you now to put them under your identification, recognizing, let me say it to you again. Identification, recognizing our source of good. Recognizing our source of good is Father, is God, our Heavenly Father. Yeah. And you know, that's just three scriptures, Tara, I use, but there's many scriptures you could use to get this step. But you got to get this step under your belt. See, some people think you can shout the sweat God out. You got to know something, baby. You got to know how to receive. You follow me? Yes, all right, let's go to another step now. And don't let this word scare you. Unification. Uniting ourselves with our divine source. I see that's Amos 3:3. How can two walk together except they be agreed? And so the second step is you have to unite with God's principles, unite with him, and unite with his principles right for the manifestation of demonstration that happened in your life. You have to unite with him. It's uniting ourselves with our divine soul, uniting ourselves with our divine souls, uniting ourselves with our divine souls. You see, many times I ran on this scripture after many years. Search the scripture for any of them you think you have life. But they testify of me. And then the Lord said, and you won't come to me that you might have life. This thing is spiritual, but it will manifest if we let it manifest. Yes. Now, demonstration, when they're talking about demonstration, they wipe out all debt. I mean, just wipe everything out. All these little mundane trophies, and wipe them out. And you begin to live the life that God wants you to live. You know, in John 3:27 there, if you look there, and you know, God and I have been arguing all the week. He tell me, no, I want you to do this now. I said, all right. Because I tried to go do it without him one time. I fell flat on my face. I don't do that no more. All y'all going to learn that. If you're a new minister, you find out you got you a hot message. All right, go ahead and teach you a hot message. You know what I'm talking about, boy. John 3:27. I want you to read this scripture with me. John 3:27, because I see y'all not turning. Y'all think this is a Sunday school class. So y'all better turn these Bibles. You ready? John answered and said, a man can receive nothing. A man can receive nothing. There's other scriptures talk about that in John 15 and say, without you, we can do nothing, right? See, in the spirit world, you have to connect. He's called the Father of Spirit. But we are spiritual children. So we got a right to connect with him. When we connect with him, the divine kick in, the supernatural kick in. We're no longer normal people. We're no longer subject to natural laws anymore. Because the laws of the Spirit overrule the natural. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
See? And so, for God to demonstrate himself as he desired to demonstrate himself in our lives, according to the word of God, the little bit we do know and the more he wants us to know, we have to understand this verse here. A man can receive nothing except, come on, it be given him from heaven. What that mean? That means that you're going to have to make contact with God and that the Holy Spirit going to have to reveal to you where to be, what to be doing, what not to do, and to stand in faith. And that's where your pastor going to show up at. Naturally, you're not going to have no demonstration. You're going to have to be kind of, for lack of a better word, noony. Little off base, off the rock a little bit. Because you're willing to follow the Spirit. See, because up to natural people. Yeah. Now, to a spiritual man or woman, they know what you're doing. And I don't allow people in this church to go AWOL spiritually. I'll take a bowling ball and get them. I said, set yourself down. You know, I don't allow them to come and tell me, I'm Jesus Christ. You ain't no Jesus. Shut down. You ain't Jesus Christ. You ain't no Holy Spirit either. Shut up. I'll never have no crazy like that because I don't let no crazy stuff come up from here. You know? I see they have all kinds of stuff, man. People come to church and say, Jesus Christ. Now, under this one, I want to tell you something about this. Uniting ourselves with our divine souls. I have other scriptures, but I'm not going to give you any more. I'm going to give you some pointers now under that. Recognize that we are part of God. Watch this now. And not separated from that divine power and presence. We are not separated. Peter said we are partakers of his divine nature. So God's power and God's presence is always with me. What God can do, I can do. Because God is doing it through me. And God is looking for somebody to express himself through. He cannot express himself through religion. He cannot express himself through denomination, and he cannot express himself through send sick people.
Come on, Dave. That's right.
Let me say it another way. Hear me now. Hear me tonight. Hear me all over the world. Hear me in foreign countries where you think that you can't be prospering. Somebody got to bring you a loaf of bread. Let me tell you something. God in Africa, give me some more countries. Give me some more. Africa, well, Australia, India, Haiti. He's the same God that in the United States of America. And I declare money cometh to every country, every Christian around the world in the name of Jesus. And here's why. You hear a conviction coming in my voice? Here's why. We are creation of God and we are expression of God. We are creation of God. We're not only God creation, but we are expressions of God. God wants to express himself in his majesty through all of his children. Let it happen. Let it happen. I call this out there. I feel you're going to see that. Anointing will hit this place, but you'll have some information in you. You have, oh my goodness. You're not only God's creation, but you're God's way to express himself. God is big. God is almighty. The earth is the Lord. The all the silver, all the gold, the cattle. Let me express some of my cattle through you. Let me express some of my gold through you. I ain't talking about no gold teeth either. Sit down. We identify ourselves with God by a conscious, intelligent, sensing, and feeling of the divine presence within. Where I said divine presence at?
Within.
The divine presence within. Now listen, listen, Miss Sister. All that God is, we are. All that God is, I am. All that God has belong to me. Now, I am the individualized expression of God. I am, you hear me? I am the individualized expression of God. God wants to express himself through my family, through my home, through my business, through my personal life. And that include wealth. That include abundance. That include prosperity. Ooh, Lord. What do you think the psalmist meant when he says, the Lord is my shepherd? And I shall not want. He meant what he said. Is the Lord your shepherd tonight? Are you ready for your cup? Are you ready for your cup? To run over. When your cup runs over, is God expressing himself that I'm too much? I'm too much to contain. See, there's nothing in this world can hold God. They can't build no spaceship or nothing to hold God because he's too big and he's too almighty. And he's the same way by prosperity and wealth. And the church got to catch up with how big their God really is. You can't make God nervous by lacking good things. You make God happy That's why we read Jeremiah 33:9. God said, give me joy. When your blessing go off the chart. Radar can't pick you up. Men don't know how you're doing it. God can't express himself normally by just keeping up. That's how you going to express God by you just keeping up? You just keeping your head above the water. How you going to express God? That's not expressing God. In some way you miss God. God won't do more for you. God going to do more for you. After the night, God going to do some more things for you. Because God, say, God, express yourself through me. Say it with conviction. God,
express
yourself through me, now. Sit down. I mean, let's just say a few more things here. Step three. Declaration of purpose. Declaration. Decline. Purpose. Romans 8:28. Did he lie or what? Romans 8:28. All things work together for good. For them that love God, those who are called according to his purpose. Your purpose is to manifest. Your purpose is to express God. Your purpose is to let God show himself strong on your behalf. That's your purpose. You are a vessel for God. I know. God want to advertise through you. When you get blessed enough, the person says, I'll take your Jesus. Where he at? Ephesians 3:20. You know it, but I want you to look at it as a declaration of purpose, how God purposely said what he would do for us. Now, under him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above. Hold up. Let's stop at all. Because Jabez went off, boy. Let me show you. Jabez got a hold of this thing. Jabez said, listen. I don't know what all my cousins going to do and my kinfolk. Jabez said, man, what is it, Second Chronicle? First Chronicle, chapter 4. Turn now. We stopped there last night, but I want to look at it a minute now. You see, when you leave this revival, I want you to be solid and know you've been somewhere besides just taking a trip. Remember I said last night, he asked for a master demonstration. Now, a master money demonstration. Now, I have a little quizzes in my teaching sometimes. Now, before last night, had you ever asked God for a master money demonstration? We're not talking about a government check. We're not talking about in tax return. We're not talking about overtime here. We're talking about all your little amenities. House, cars, whatever bills you have, all coming in one pile, and God come through and wipe them all out and leave another pile. Because he said, I'll make you the lender and not the borrower. When your demonstration comes through, the pile's going to change. The The piles of debt and things you owe is one pile. God gonna wipe them out, but he gonna leave another pile where you can enjoy yourself. How many of y'all like to enjoy yourself? That's what I'm talking about, a demonstration. A demonstration take care of all the little things, child support, anything. I don't care what it is, child support. Alimony, calimony, dalimony, all ammonia. Everything. I mean, you just have enough money to take care of, get them all on your back. Get on, get your check, go. Moving out of the apartment. Moving out of the other man's house. Get your own house. That's what a demonstration is. So Jabez, let's look at it a minute. Let's look at Jabez a minute. Let's look at it a minute. We got those two ships. Look at it a minute. We was on decoration of purple. And I'm going to tell you some things about that in a minute. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You'll see me in another facet tonight. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Somebody getting it. I dare you say, I'm tired of this mess.
I'm ready for my breakthrough.
Breakthrough?
Breakthrough.
Yeah, come right now. You got to trust the Holy Ghost. You got to trust the Holy Ghost. You got to speak with conviction. You got to speak by faith. You got to speak by expectation. You get stirred up in the anointing and say something. That's why I get riled up and the anointing get disturbed. I say something. I'm tired of these clowns messing with me. It's time for delivery. It's time to come out of Egypt. Even down then, I hear strange words, you know, mink, mink, mink. Yeah, even flesh, girl, mink, 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 mink coat. Three coats, four coats, five coats. Every color you want. Somebody said, look, he preaching about mink coat. You're right. We're tired of these J.C. Penney coats. Come on, sit down, let me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'll never be broke.
I'll never be broke.
Another day in my life.
Hallelujah.
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 My broke days are over.
The man of God have spoken a word in me. Money coming to me now. Gotta believe it. Gotta believe it. Mm-hmm. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want you to do this. Say to somebody, I'm going to let God express himself through me. You feel that?
Yes.
That's the tension of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
He's trying to get it to us.
Yes.
Glory to God. If man can go to the moon, you can go to well. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm almost through. Glory to God. I just, look, sit down with me a minute. To get back up, we're going to go for it. Sit down a minute. Next time I get up, we're going for it. God talk. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Isn't she a member of LTMA? Well, she wasn't standing. Why you wasn't standing? I thought that was you. Were you standing up when they, you got in late? You stood up when the LTMA people were standing? No, you sit down. I got you. Peace, sister. Peace, sister. Peace. What I was talking about before I saw her. Sit down. We're going to go for it. Yeah, sit down. But y'all won't go too early. Hold up. We're going to go for it. I feel the Holy Ghost. Matter of fact, boy, now somebody about to fall out. I feel holy money. I feel holy money. I feel it, boy. Holy money. Holy money. Money that come from God. Holy money. Not normal money. Money that been prompted by the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about anointed money in anointed hands that got an anointed purpose and anointed assignment. God, express yourself. Oh, but see now, my first time hearing that, but here's what the Spirit of God says. All inherited money is holy money. And the Spirit of God said, I've been holding it too long. It's time for somebody in my family to receive it and not be ashamed of it. Just like you're not ashamed of the gospel, don't be ashamed of what the gospel produced. Holy money. I never heard that before. Holy money. Glory to God. I heard it when I was stuck on it. Holy money. See the average person can't handle that. Well, I tell you, when we get up, we're going to go for it, but sit down. We ain't going for it right now. Because I'm going to read it by Jabez a little bit. And I just want to skip. I'm not Ebon and Sorrow, but the 10th verse, 1 Chronicles 4:10. And Jabez called on God of Israel, saying, and he said, now this boy here, I got it wrote down, oh, that you would bless me indeed. Boy, God anointed, man. Boy, I'm not going to ask for no Cracker Jack. God too big for that. Oh, that you would bless me indeed. Then he said, enlarge my territory. Sounds selfish now, but he just said, enlarge my territory. I'll help somebody else later. Enlarge my territory. You know, because we got this little excuse, Lord, you just bless me, I want to help the poor. You want the Lord to help you, you're going to help the poor after. But right now, the first thing, you need to be helped. You would pick up and it would be spiritual. I just want to have enough to help the poor, Lord. No, you want to help yourself. That your hand might be with me. Keep me from evil that I may not cause pain. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, let me show you under the declaration, number 3, declaration of purpose, Romans 8:28. Then you got 1 John 3:8. You might make that note. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. When you're talking about your declaration of purpose, we express the good we desire, listen to me now, as a spiritual ideal. As an ideal that came from God. I see you ain't with me on that. The scriptures reveal to us is God himself. It is God that decided to be my shepherd. I didn't decide for him to be the shepherd. It's a spiritual ideal. Because unless you get the ideal in the spirit out of the Bible on those pages and it become as a spiritual ideal, it become the mind of God. It will not manifest. That which is of the spirit, spirit. That which is of the flesh is flesh. Notice what he said. Thank you, Lord. Notice what he said in John 6:63. Thank you, Lord. See, you got to get them words over in the spirit realm. That's why you got to operate and function out of your spirit. It is the spirit that quickened it. The flesh profited nothing. It got to be a spiritual idea. The word that I speak to you. Now, let's pause right there. Speak to you. It's personal. They are spirit and they are life. In other words, those words, when they turn spiritual as a spiritual idea, they have enough clout to bring themselves to pass. Circumstances, people, event, blockers, haters, takers. Everybody you can name can't stop a person when they got a spiritual idea. Because it go back to Isaiah 55:11. It go back there. He said, my word, once you get my word in you and operate my word, the voidness is over. The emptiness is over. The I can't do it is over. Y'all let me preach up in here. Once my word become a spiritual ideal, get down in your spirit, turn into revelation, turn into anointing. It come out as manifestation. It come out as demonstration. It come out as a creation. When you talk, you begin to create things. Verily, verily, I said, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things what you say shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he says. Because now he has become me. We must establish in our thought a complete idea, definite, clear, and specific. We've got to be specific with God. Then our declaration must be an emphatic statement of only what we want. We can't be compromising. And you can't hurt God. You know you can't hurt God's economy? See, Jabez said, look, man, I ain't asking for no. You know what one translator said? Jabez said, Lord, give me some land. I want a large tract of land. Why are you asking? You just want to give what you want. Why should I ask for the Ford? I don't want no Ford. I had Fords, and I'm not knocking nobody Ford. But I can't be asking for no Ford, and I don't want no Ford. I bought a Ford, and I rode the thing. Nobody look at you, nobody wave, nothing. I say, I ain't driving this thing anymore. I quit driving. I get away. I give it to my son-in-law. Y'all take it. It's nice, too. It's a nice car. Got all the amenities, but nobody, it don't pop. It don't make nobody. I'm used to that. You see what I'm saying? I'm used to that, so I just couldn't. I said, "Oh no, man!" And the automobile is beautiful. I'm just trying to express myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm on a certain level. I can't go back. I tell you what. Let me use my English. I ain't going back. You ain't either. I declare financial freedom up in here now. Every breakthrough you need is coming through now. Shout. Give God the victory. Shout like you want it. Shout like it's God. Wow! Shout. Give God the victory. Come on, break through now, break through now, break through now, break through now, break through now. Don't be telling your dream to all them people who claim to be a Christian and ain't got no anointing. Don't tell them nothing. Let them see. Come down the road with it. Invite them to dinner after you move in. But don't tell them nothing. Don't say a word to them. Just shh. And watch your kinfolks. Your cousin. Envy and jealousy. You know what I'm talking about. All of y'all got one in your family. Some of y'all got two. Some got three. Some got so many you can't count them. You still taking note? State what you want. Don't be beating around the bush. Don't be looking at no price tags. Just state what you want. Say it, believe it, and wait on it. It will arrive. God wants to express himself through you. That's why the Bible said the eyes of the Lord run to and fro. He's trying to find somebody. He found me. Here I am, Lord. Here I am, set and ready to go. Who else y'all ready? Say, here I am, Lord. You don't have to look no more. You done found your woman. You found your man. Right here. Right now. It is so. It can't be no other way. I'll never be broke.
I'll never be broke.
Another day in my life. You stand up because I'm going to close the man. You stand up. Let's see. Let me see this thing. These boys got me working with a computer, isn't it something? One time them boys couldn't bring the computer. I said, pull them up. Get them out of here. Get out of here. They finally work on me. When I found something I could work. I wasn't gonna be there working, getting ahead of me. I ain't know how to work them. So now, when they made one I could work, then I let them broke them. Our words must be spoken. Now get this. in your affirmation, your decrees. I mean, you better sit down. Your affirmation, your decrees, and your confession. Listen to what I said. Our word must be spoken with authority and conviction. You got to talk like you know what you're talking about. See, we be saying these confessions just dry. We're not putting no emphasis on the word. We don't have no force and no power behind them. You got to say it like you already have it. Because you do have it. Another thing is important. Faith is in now. Our statements are made in the now. We are living in the now, and our demonstration of good must be made in the now. That's why you hear sometime when we talk about finances, most of y'all don't know what you owe. You need to get it in a pile. And you need to look it in the eye and tell it, you're not my life companion. And I want you up out of this house as soon as possible. What do you call that note when they get you invict? What? Inviction? Inviction. Yeah, you eviction? You got evict, right? You got to evict your bills out of your life. Serve them a notice right now. Bills, you got to go. I am a lender, and I'm not a borrower. Somebody said, I'm not saying all that. Just stay broke. You crazy self. I'm trying to tell you, I got the anointing on me. I'm trying to tell you how to do this thing. You talking to a non-broke man. So the man who was in debt up to his neck. Now I mean money up to my neck. Oh, hallelujah. If you can't have it, catch the bus. This is a prosperity revival. And then you hear the voice, how you going to do this? How you going to do this? Just tell it, shut up. I'm going to do it supernaturally. When you confess or make a decree, you must totally accept this spiritual ideal as manifesting in our life as we speak. And you must act like you already have it. You see, because the normal church had never been told anything about visualization. Seeing yourself with it. Imagination. You always talk about the bad imagination, but God has given us a gift of good imagination. You can see yourself with it. See yourself ride. See yourself sitting on the porch and looking at your flower bed that you want. That's all right with God. You see, if you can see it, God will give it to you. But we let the world folk, psychology and all the other folk, take all of the premises and all of the principles that God has given us. We're trying to be spiritual. On the back porch falling down, talking about come by your Lord. And the Lord said, no, see it. See the back porch disappear and let me give you a back porch and a swimming pool. Yeah. With a jacuzzi. Yeah. With hot and cold water. Yeah. Won't be going down to the park swimming in the pool with everybody. I don't know who jumping. I don't know what they got jumping in the pool. We got to stop living like termites. I'm spraying you tonight. All termites got to die in your life. so many people up in here love God. I feel the love of God up in here. You got good preachers up in here, broke. People love God. People serve God. People praise God. People worship God. People pray under God. Let God express himself in this area also. Hear me, saying? I believe every word I'm preaching. I'm living every word I'm preaching. And your life will never be the same after this prosperity revival. Don't choke during the process. There are lessons to be learned. There are tests to pass. And there are blessings to receive. Write it down, write it down. Right there. No, don't send it, I'll come get it. That old boy on TV, you ever saw that boy? And he said, yeah, on YouTube, about that. Don't send it. You can't preach it, about it. Don't send it, I'll come get it. He's gonna go all over the world and pick up $20. There are lessons to learn. Test to pass. Let me say money test to pass. And there are blessings to receive. And I'm closing. We got what, tomorrow night? Because I got to take this thing up. I got to show you the master money demonstrator, how he worked. Yes, sir, he's a master. Ooh, Lord. Stand up. How to have a master money demonstration. Wow. Anybody blessed? Lord, you're going to let me get back to this. It's three more. All right, I'll pick up. Barbara, remember where I stop at. Let's thank the Lord. Lift your hand. Just thank the Lord for your freedom in this area. And that's what the Lord had me working on. I love you. I know you're saved.